Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. This is a microcast today. We will be in and out in just a few minutes. I am Ryan Wormley, joined today by Andrew Erickson. Erickson, we are here. We are less than a month away from the season, and we are talking today about busts, breakouts, and bargains, the killer bees. Start us off with your busts.
All right, my first bust, running back Josh Jacobs. So last year he led the NFL in touches, but that's not something that projects favorably for the next season. Basically, if you look at the running backs in the following year after they led the NFL in touches, only two running backs have finished as RB1s in the following year since leading the NFL in touches since 2013. Ezekiel Elliott's the only one to do that over that period to finish inside the top five the following season. So given that and just the ongoing situation with Josh Jacobs not at Raiders camp, he's a bust for me in 2023. Next guy is running back Alexander Mattison for the Minnesota Vikings. He just basically checks off all the boxes of a dead zone running back. You know, we're drafting Alexander Mattison at the high end of the RB2 range because of projection. You know, it's projected workload in a high-powered offense. But he himself, I don't know how good he actually is. He's never played more than 50% of teams' offensive snaps in back-to-back games. And when you're just drafting players based solely on the situation, that's how you draft bust players. Like, that's how you end up getting into trouble when you're over-evaluating the situation and not looking enough at the player. And specifically with Alexander Mattison, if he was so good, why did he never carve out a role alongside Dalvin Cook? Especially last year when Dalvin Cook had his worst year as a pro, ranked last in rushing EPA, Alexander Mattison couldn't sniff the field. He actually had his least amount of touches last year than 3 years combined. So for me, Alexander Mattison gives off a lot of red flags as a dead zone running back. And then lastly, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Look, I get that he put up really strong numbers as a passer last year, but even when he was firing on all cylinders, when he was healthy, he was still averaging just 19.8 fantasy points per game. That was QB7. He was still under that 20-point threshold because he doesn't offer anything as a rusher. He totaled just 6 rushing yards per game. And as the QB7, he was passing touchdowns at a 6.3% clip, which is new, which is basically 2 passing touchdowns per game that tied Patrick Mahomes to the highest touchdown rate in the league. So unless you think that Tua can continue to throw touchdowns at the same rate that Patrick Mahomes does, I think that Tua is a very, very small win as the QB10, and he finishes as a QB6, but you're baking in so much downside with his injuries and the fact that he doesn't run, and if he doesn't throw touchdowns at such a high rate in 2023.
Yeah, the injuries are the obvious one, obviously, with Tua. Individual play, he could take a hit that ends his season or even his career, which is a really scary thing to say, but it is probably true given the concussion history. So setting aside the injuries, when I think about bust, I think about a player that could really fall off a cliff. From what it sounds like you're describing Tua, in your opinion, it almost sounds more like you just think he's overvalued and doesn't have the ceiling. But it feels like if he's healthy, the floor is still there in the Mike McDaniel offense with these pass catchers. Am I wrong in interpreting it that way?
I mean, the thing is, you know, who had a high floor last year that we all thought because of passing? It was Tom Brady, right? How can this guy fail? But then the touchdown efficiency wasn't there and he doesn't run. You know, when I went back and looked at quarterbacks that busted last year, it was guys that didn't run and that we were over-evaluating because of touchdown efficiency. Like, if Tua is not throwing 2 touchdowns per game every single week, he's not going to be a QB1 and he's going to be a bust for your line, just like Tom Brady was last year. We thought that, oh, he's got the super high floor because of all the passing volume. They threw the ball more than anybody else, and Tom Brady was still bad. So for me, the fact that he doesn't offer anything as a rusher, I'm not investing any type of high-end draft capital on Tua. Geno Smith rushes more than Tua and averaged more fantasy points per game than Tua did last year when he was hitting when he was at his ceiling. So I'd rather just draft Geno Smith so much later on.
No explanation. Just give me a number. Scale of 1 to 10. How worried are you that you're fading Josh Jacobs again?
I'm not a scale 1 to 10 of how worried I am.
Yeah,
I
mean, you concerned that you're fading him for this?
No, I'm not concerned because there were red flags with him last year. There's a reason why we all thought he was going to be a bust last year.
I said no explanation. I said just give me a number, Erickson.
I'm confused by the number. I'll say I'm not worried about it, so I'll say a 3.
So,
say 3.
Yeah, 3. That's a perfectly good answer. Are you guys looking to add even more fantasy action to your season but are sick of managing too many rosters? Tired of injuries ending your season prematurely? Well, I have got great news. news for you. With Best Ball on DraftKings, you get the best of your team all season long. And this year, Best Ball on DraftKings is bigger than ever with $10 million in guaranteed cash prizes up for grabs. For a limited time, you can join DraftKings' largest Best Ball contest ever and even get your first entry back in DraftKings dollars as soon as the draft is finished. Sign up before this offer expires by downloading the DraftKings app using code FANTASYPROS. Enter the DraftKings Best Ball Millionaire Contest and snake draft your team for the season. Each week, you'll automatically rack up points from all your top scorers without having to worry about ads, drops, trades, or lineup regrets. Draft well, and you'll have a chance to take home the $1 million top prize. So, what are you waiting for? Head to the DraftKings app and sign up with code FANTASYPROS and start playing best ball today. Join the DraftKings $10 million best ball tournament, and you'll get your first entry back in DraftKings dollars. Only on DraftKings with code FANTASYPROS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. One per customer. Opt-in required with $10 entry fee. Bonus issued as $10 DK. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com/promotions for details. Ends August 29th, 2023.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Erickson, hit me with your breakouts.
All right, we're talking about wide receiver breakouts, because those are my favorite players to break out. So we're going to start with Jerry Jeudy for the Denver Broncos. So Judy's last six games of last year, he had a 25% target share, finished fifth in receiving yards overall from week 10 onward. He led the NFL in yards per route run. He was averaging the 10th most fantasy points per game from week 7 onward in half PPR scoring. So I think even if we just get a little improvement from Russell Wilson, I think that Jerry Jeudy is going to be a breakout candidate as a guy that's continued to improve every year he's been in the NFL. So excited about Jerry Jeudy and this Broncos offense, with hopefully taking a step forward with Sean Payton as the head coach. Next guy here is Christian Watson, entering his second year for the Green Bay Packers. He posted a 26% target rate per route run, which is ranked 17th among all wide receivers with at least 400 snaps last year. His 2.5 yards per route run ranked inside the top 10, tied with Devontae Adams. And he displayed a really high ceiling last year. A lot of boom performances from Christian Watson. Finished as a top 12 receiver in 31% of his games, which ranked 14th at the position. That was the same as Jaylen Waddle and was better than T. Higgins. Like, guys that have this boom-bust profile, Watson has that. But if he hits, he's going to hit in a big way, especially in the half PPR setting. So that's kind of where I like him. If he falls into round 5, I'm definitely scooping him up. And then lastly is Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers. I mean, he was a breakout last year, arguably. You know, finished as the wide receiver 15 overall, with impressive yards per route run and route participation. He was career high in yards per route run at 1.82, 96% route participation. So he's just one of six players since 2022 to run a route on at least 96% of the team dropbacks. Basically, he's on the field all the time, running routes downfield. So when we're looking at this 49ers offense, we have question marks about, okay, how is it going to be with Kittle and McCaffrey and Debo? You know, the one thing I feel confident about is, what is Brandon Ayuk's role? I know his role in this offense, and I feel very confident about it. And we saw him be a wide receiver one with Debo out of the lineup for a stretch of games. He averaged 13.2 points per game, fantasy wide receiver one numbers. So given his ADP, where he's the cheapest among these top 49ers wide receivers and other playmakers, I think Brandon Ayuk is just a great bet to beat his ADP, which is kind of in that wide receiver 30 range.
I'm going to try this scale of 1 to 10 thing again. Scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you that you are going back to the well for a Broncos wide receiver to break out after your infamous Cortland Sutton predictions last year?
I'm going to go with a 5.
Okay. A little more nervous about this one than the other.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think that's fair too. Draft season is cheat sheet season, and there's no better tool for creating your cheat sheets this year than the aptly named Cheat Sheet Creator. Check it out at fantasypros.com/sheet, where you can create a consensus cheat sheet by combining rankings from more than 100 experts. Add tiers, notes, and even customizable player tags so you know which sleepers to target. You can even do tags based off today's show, like busts, breakouts, and bargains, which we'll talk about next. Again, check that out at fantasypros.com/sheet. Erickson, I just teased it. Give me your bargains this year.
Right. I love the bargains kind of going in that round six range. Rashad White, easily my favorite running back to draft in round six. We saw him flash legitimate three down works or a skill set as a Buccaneers running back last year. He split time with Leonard Fournette, but when he took over that backfield as a 1A, 1B, you know, he was pretty productive. He was a top 30 running back despite splitting carries and snaps with Leonard Fournette. And in his one spot start without Fournette in the lineup, week 12 versus the Cleveland Browns, 14 for 64 rushing, 9 for 45 on 9 targets receiving, he had a 90% snap share on offense. So we've seen this coaching staff give Rashad White a massive workload without Leonard Fournette, and I just don't think that's being considered enough. Everyone's just looking at, oh, this offense is going to be sucky, Baker Mayfield, Kyle Trask, but volume is king at running back. And if Rashad White's going to be getting volume as an explosive running back that has pass-catching chops and playing in games with negative game script, he's going to rack up a bunch of receptions, and he's going to get a lot of volume. So this is the volume bets I want to make, especially when it's a guy like Rashad White who's discounted. You know, if you look at him after week 10 onward with Fournette active in all but one game, White had a 62% RB2 finisher rate as a starter for the rest of the season. So I think worst case scenario, you get him where you drafted him as an RB2. But if this offense overperforms or Rashad White is a better player than we think that he played last year, I think he's flirting with potential back end fantasy RB1 status. So I love Rashad White. Cam Akers is another running back in that round six range, I think, is a bargain. Look, we saw him at the end of last year become an RB1. He was RB4 in fantasy during the final 6 weeks. He led the NFL in rushing yards, 85 rushing yards per game. And who's his competition in this Rams backfield? Kyren Williams, Ronnie Rivers, Zach Evans. They just signed Royce Freeman because Sony Michel retired. So for me, Akers is just another easy draft button click in round six. And then last but not surely not least, my guy, wide receiver Diontae Johnson, just slated for a massive bounce back campaign. Didn't score last year, and that's being held against him, even though it's the most fluky thing ever. You know, last three seasons, fifth in targets, seventh in catches, ninth in target share, 25%. I mean, guys, he checks off all the boxes of players that we know are good. 28% target share, seventh ranked, 137 targets in 2022. He's a prime candidate for basically every positive regression that you can look at in any facet. So for me, Diontae Johnson is just a screaming value when he's available in round seven, especially in full PPR.
I am tired of getting yelled at on shows with you whenever I just even bring up the Kenny Pickett question when we're talking about Diontae Johnson. So I'm just going to let that one sit. You guys just heard a few of Erickson's favorite draft bargains. If you want to see more of his top sleepers, make sure you check out his article on the top sleepers for all 32 NFL teams at fantasypros.com/sleepers. Just a quick recap here. Erickson's three busts, Josh Jacobs, Alexander Mattison, Tua Tagovailoa. His three breakouts, Jerry Jeudy, Christian Watson, Brandon Ayuk, and his three bargains are Rashad White, Cam Akers, and Diontae Johnson. For Erickson, I am Ryan. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please don't forget the opportunity we mentioned with DraftKings, and also go check out the cheat sheet creator and Erickson's article and everything else we have on the site. Once again, for Erickson, I'm Ryan. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.